I'm about 30 kilometers outside of Damascus by one of the main prison complexes. It's called Said Naya. And I can see two prisons in the distance on a hill. The one to the right is the main prison. There, HTS freed the inmates already. The one to the left is called the Red Prison. And there, it's believed that some prisoners are still locked in cells underground. And there is a stream of people walking up the hill towards it.
Said Naya is a symbol for some of the darkest abuses of Bashar al-Assad's rule. Thousands of opposition supporters were tortured and killed here. Now there's a stampede of family members taking the chance of finding those still missing. Everyone has a desperate story to tell of loved ones jailed for years. Munzir Tarki is looking for his brother-in-law.
I know my experience with the Sinwar regime. Since more than 13 years, I've lost a lot of my friends in prisons. But I think we could. I don't know. We pray for that. We try. We are trying to find him in and everywhere. We're asking everyone. We came to here, like everyone.
Call me the wounded mother, says this woman, because of the children she's lost. May God take revenge on Bashar.
We're climbing the hill now to reach the top where the prisons are, joining that long stream of people who are also doing the same, wanting to find out if the search efforts in the prison are going to turn up any people still locked up there.
Just days ago, rebels freed thousands of prisoners here on their march to Damascus, but many believe others are still trapped in underground cells. The Syrian civil defense group, the White Helmets, has joined the search. We spoke with one of its volunteers.
Based on the information we've gathered, we believe there's a network of cells with prisoners beneath the jail. But we haven't yet been able to find the entrance. We don't have any details on how many people are underground, but we were informed of this by others.
We've just pressed into the prison. We came in a real crush because there was this sudden belief that they had found the entrance to the underground prison. But it looks like it's been a false alarm.
They're searching the bowels of the prison, looking for tunnels that lead to hidden cells, pounding away at the earthen floor. Frantic efforts to break through to anyone who might still be alive. Elsewhere, men sift through a litter of documents for any evidence of their loved ones or clues to the underground prison. Many are convinced it exists, but there are some doubts, including from a prisoner support group. Outside, an older woman with a steady gaze, Umm al-Abid, tells me she's looking for her son. She used to visit him in prison, but then he was moved. After the past 2 weeks, Syria has entered a new era, but she is still caught in the dark grip of the old one.
Our priority is our sons, who are the future of this country. Do you believe that we, the elderly, can do much now? We want our boys back. We want our country back, too.
How can this country move forward without dealing with the horrors of its past?